Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. Subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify to get notified when new episodes are available to download or stream. You can also follow us on social media at PC Las Vegas and visit our website, praisechapellasvegas.com, to find out more about us and give online. Thanks again for joining and enjoy today's message.
Everyone to turn to John 16, chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, okay, about the Spirit. We're all going to read it. I want you to read this. We're going to read it together. Let me know when you're there, okay? There now? Not yet. John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Okay. Ready? But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So that's what the Lord said. That's what Jesus said. So that's truth. So you want to say that? The Spirit of truth is in me, and he will guide me into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but only what he hears and what Jesus will tell him. Okay, that's for us. Receive that. Receive that. Know that not just with your intellect, but with your heart. Okay, now I have here in my notes John 17, 20. So let's turn to John 17, 20. It's going to surprise me too because I didn't put down what it is, but I have it here. John 17, 20. Oh, it's Jesus prays for all believers. He's praying for us. This is a prayer he prayed over 2,000 years ago, but it's still for us. It's for you and me. My prayer is not for them alone. He was talking about his disciples, apostles. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. So he has prayed for us already. He's prayed for you. I have given them, then he says in the 22nd verse, it says, I have given them the glory that you gave me. That includes us. He's given us the glory. We have glory. We carry the glory, which is the Holy Spirit, right? So we're carriers of the glory. Okay. That they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. So this is a church. I'm so excited because we're living in exciting times. We see everything that's happening in the world, and we know Jesus is coming back soon. And last week, he spoke to us. He gave us a message, and he said, I'm coming soon, and my reward is with me, to reward every man according to the work that he has done, right? So there is more work for us to do, though, right? And then there was a time, a Sunday, when the Lord said, he asked us if he wanted to yoke himself to our church. And we said, yes. Yes, we want to be yoked. You know what that means? That means he's going to carry us through no matter what it is that we have to do. As long as we go in his direction, he's going to do all the work. We just get to receive all the blessings. Really, that's what it is. Okay. So 1 Corinthians 2:12. Turn there. We're going to read that now. Tell me what you know. Let me know when you're there. There? Okay. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with spiritual words, with spirit-taught words. So this is what we have. You have that right now. You have that now. You have received Not the spirit of the world, but we have the spirit who is from God. We're set apart, and that's above the world, right? So what the world is going through, we don't go through that. We don't go through that because we can see what's happening, but we know that God's going to keep us, right? God knows how to keep us. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming to the United States. We know it has to come because we know everything that's been happening, all the babies that have been killed, and all the leadership is really Satanists. And so they've been, you know, doing their same stuff. And so judgment has to come. But the Lord promised us in 2 Peter that he knows how to keep us in the midst of judgment. He'll keep us safe. It's not going to touch us. We might have to go through some stuff, right? But it's not going to, the judgment's going to be upon us. Just like he saved, you know, Noah and his children when judgment came. And he had to destroy the whole world with the water, right? Just as Sodom and Gomorrah had to be burned, but he was able to rescue Lot. He can do that for us, so we don't have to be afraid of anything. And we know how close the coming of Jesus is because we see what's happening in the world around us. You know, one of the predictions, one of the prophecies that was given in the Old Testament is that the river Euphrates is going to be dried up before Jesus comes, so that an army of 2,000 or 2 million soldiers can walk through the river of Euphrates. And the river of Euphrates starts in Turkey and goes down into to Israel, to the Red Sea. And I think, I'm not sure, I think so. But anyway, if you look up the river Euphrates, it's dried up already. And there is a, you know, you can look up that. So we know that it's preparing for the Lord to come, to return. So he's preparing us. So we receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit from God. So we're blessed. This is the best of times to live. You know, my sister Linda, we're already what, in our 70s, I'll be 80, and next year, this year I'll turn 79, next year I'll turn 80, and I'm still here. And my sister Linda and I, we tell each other, we're still here, we're still around. You know, God must want us here for a reason. We're still here. We're excited because we'll get to see him. Maybe we'll get to see him come back, right? So now, here we are in this church, in this congregation that the Lord has his hand upon. I'm so excited to belong here, to be here with our pastors. You know, we have to remember that God regards not greatness of the work that we do, but the love in which it is performed. We keep that because we have to stay humble. You know, God has given us each a gift, each a manifestation of his spirit to build the kingdom, to come into the church and build the church. So it's not the greatness of the job that you're doing, but the love that you've expressed while you're doing the work that impresses God. Because everything is done in love. God is love. And God says everything we do must be done with his love. Everything we do is done in love. So we have all received the spirit of Jesus. Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We are prophetic people. I say that again. We are prophetic. Now, our pastor heard the spirit tell him for our banner encounter. Spirit told you that, huh, pastor? The Holy Spirit talked to him and told him that. And our pastor's wife, Pastor Maria, said that the Holy Spirit told her for the women's conference that it prophecy in the house with us, who we are in the house, to be prophetic. So then what the Holy Spirit told me when I was getting this ready, he said, hey, he said, no, you're not just going to pray, you're going to pray for the fire of the Holy Spirit. You're going to pray for fire of prophecy, for prophetic fire to fall into the house. And so you are going to receive anointing for the prophetic fire to fall into your house, because we house the Holy Spirit. You're the temple. You're going to have the fire of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? I said, Lord, I just don't know who you're going to bring tonight. That's why every, you know, our classes on Saturday mornings, the Lord brings whom he desires to be there. You know, God, everything is a volunteer. Everything's volunteer with the Lord. He asks you, would you like to do this? It's always an invitation. And he doesn't force us to do anything. He just asks us, right? So I trust he told me I'm going to bring to the meetings, to the prayer meetings, since they started a long time ago now, over 40 years ago maybe. And he said, I'm going to bring whom I want to be there. So whether there be many or be few, I have the message for those people that are there. And I believe that all the time. So that's what we're going to pray for tonight. We're going to pray for... So I prayed already. I said, Dear Jesus, I'm asking for a prophetic fire to be released in our church. It's time for increase, for an encounter of the prophetic. Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So there's going to be increase in this church, prophetic increase. Everyone that's here has prophetic increase. God's going to give you dreams and visions, and you're going to share them. You know, our worship team is going to move in the prophetic because the Lord has given that word many times. They will move in the prophetic. So it's wonderful. Please note, to move in the prophetic gift God has given you, now he's given each one of us a gift. Some of you may know what it is. Not everyone knows what it is. We have all received the Spirit of Jesus. Please note, let's see, 1 Corinthians. I think it's the 12th chapter where it talks about the gifts. Let's see if I can turn there. The gifts that you receive. Now, you do know in 1 Corinthians 6, 19, it says, Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? So you do, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit within you. And so you need to acknowledge that he is there with you. You know, we don't always acknowledge what we have, but we need to acknowledge that. You know, when you get up, you acknowledge, you know, I'm hungry. I want to have breakfast. I need to eat, you know. That's the flesh, you know. But then when you've been with the Lord for a while, when you wake up, you're hungry for the Lord. You get hungry for the Lord. You tell him, Lord, you know, I acknowledge your spirit. I acknowledge that you're with me. Like, right now, let's acknowledge him. Father, right now, Lord, we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge you here with us, Father. I acknowledge that everyone that's here, Lord, you're going to fill them with prophetic fire tonight. Because that is your will, Father, for this church, Lord. For us, we are the church. We are the blood bought. We are the redeemed, Lord. We are the church. The church is a people. The church is not this building. The church is each individual person that comes here, Lord. And you're going to fill us with prophetic fire tonight, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. Now, you have to speak these things. You have to acknowledge them. It's important that we speak. Jesus spoke a word and someone was healed. Jesus spoke a word and someone came back to life. We have the Spirit of God. And remember when Jesus said, the works that I do, you will do also because I'm going to the Father. And we pull back. We say, no, I can't do that. How can I do that? Because you have the Holy Spirit. It's not you doing it. It's Jesus in you doing it. Right? I'm teaching because I always teach, but it's Jesus in me teaching. You know, that's what it is. To move in the prophetic gifts that God has given you, whether it be teaching, let's turn to Corinthians 12, chapter 12. Now, the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, before you were saved, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. You know, you all love the football players or whatever, or the singers, or, you know, they were your idols. There are different, now in the fourth verse it says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but all of them and everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. So there's not one work that's better than any other. We're all here together because we're a prophetic church. We are prophetic. We're a remnant church. We are. We believe. We believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not a church that just believes in the Word but no power. We believe that there's power in the Word. I believe that right now the Word's going out and there's power going out. And you're receiving this power. Because the Lord says in Acts 1:8, you will receive power and be my witnesses, right? John 16, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you. John 14, 12, the works that I do, you will do. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. That's a promise the Lord says. So you can ask him for anything, anything, and he'll do it for you. Now, it might take a little while for it to come into being because in the spiritual realm, it's there already. It's coming. The Lord already has all these gifts for us. He already has it because he already knows what's good, what's going to happen in our life. He created us. He knew, you know, when Moses was born, his parents saw that he was beautiful because he was holy. He saw that he was set apart, this baby set apart. You know, Jews see holiness as beauty, and the Romans and the Greeks would see holiness in beauty. You understand what I'm saying? But there's beauty and holiness. And so God sets you apart. We're set apart. We're prophetic. We're set apart. Please know to move in the prophetic gifts that God has given you. Does everyone here have a gift that they realize what it is that the Lord has given to them? Okay? All right. So to move in this prophetic gift that God has given you, remember the gift is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is the Spirit of prophecy, so we want more of Jesus. And I'm amazed at the songs that we're singing tonight, especially the last one, I Want More, I Want More, I Want More. Set a fire down in my soul, because that's what we're praying for. That's what the Lord says he's going to do tonight. When God's Spirit is at work in us, he produces humility, not pride. So what happens when someone gets proudful is they forget about the Lord Jesus Christ. They get busy and doing their ministry, and they forget about who's giving them the ability to do this ministry. That's what happens when we get too busy. But I'm very cautious all the time. I want everyone to be able to move in the giftings and to know that when God's Spirit is at work in you and you are always conscious of his Spirit, you cultivate his Spirit. You cultivate the Holy Spirit. You make the Holy Spirit your best friend. That's how you will never get into a place where you become proud, because the enemy, believe me, the enemy has a little demons waiting, watching you. Is he or she proud yet in what they're doing? Do they think that they're doing what their brothers and sisters aren't doing? So somehow, you know, we go through those things. I know, because I was, you know, Miss Goody Two Shoes all the time. I grew up being Miss Goody Two Shoes. You know, I that's just who I was, my personality. I always wanted to please whoever was in authority over me, right? Since I was a little girl, and I was so good at doing that, when I was in the fourth or fifth grade, they gave me a little badge to wear. I think it was made out of felt and had a big E on it for excellent. And they sent me around to all the rooms in the school so I could be I could show the kids how to be excellent. That's how bad I was. You know, that's how much I would want to do the right thing. And the teachers would always leave me in charge of stuff, and I tell the kids, please be good. Please, please. I don't want to write your name on the board, please. I didn't enjoy that. So I was very self-righteous, right? And a perfectionist. I wanted to have everything had to be perfect. So believe me, I know about that. So the Lord kind of helped me now. I'm kind of not that bad now. So so you want to be humility. So what you think of being humble is not mainly thinking of yourself as, oh, I'm unworthy. God can't use me because I'm really not that smart. You know, I'm just a little worm. That's what I've heard them say. I'm just a little worm, you know. I don't know why you want to use me, God. You know, You know, I guess I could be, you want to, no, and I don't think I can do it. I can do, the work is too hard. Well, actually, humility is not mainly thinking of yourself as worthy or unworthy. It's just not thinking of yourself. It's just doing whatever the Lord has placed before you and loving people. God regards not the greatness of the work again, but the love with which it is performed. Those things will keep us, right? Will keep us. Will keep us from pride, which is easy for us to have. Believe me, we can get proud easy. It's easy for us. That's just the way we are. Because we all want to receive, you know, appreciation. That's the way it is. Everyone wants to do that. We're all created to love and to be loved. Now, as our pastor heard, we are destined to reveal God's glory. We're destined to reveal God's glory. We're destined to reveal his glory. There's no way you can't. This church is destined to reveal God's glory. So exciting for prophetic fire. We're going to reveal God's glory. We're going to reveal. Isn't that the most exciting thing you can hear of? Our church is destined. So this is a time, you know, you move in time. You move with the Holy Spirit. You don't go ahead of him. You try your best not to go ahead of him or stay behind him. We know the story of what happened when the children of Israel didn't take the land when they were supposed to take it because they got scared because, you know, they saw the giants in the land. So then they decided they were going to take it anyway, and the Lord said, it's too late now, you can't do it. Because there's certain time, there's timing, where you synchronize with heaven. So that a lot of times when the Lord puts that on your heart, so this is why, this is a time to do this for our church. We're opening a door tonight. This is going to open a door for everyone else in our church to have the prophetic fire in their life. Isn't that exciting? That's so exciting. God's love is always in us. It is a compass for everything we do, his love. So we say, Lord, is this going to really love you? And you know, there are times too when I go, wait a minute. I'm not going to be upset with this. I'm just going to take care of this and do what I have to do. Don't we all go through that? I have to do this. I have to do that. Oh, you know, especially me because I'm trying to make everything perfect, but can't be. So, but the hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent and their lips promote instruction. Gracious words are a honeycomb and sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. So God will give you the words to speak, which is healing to your bones. And a cheerful heart is good medicine. Isn't that wonderful to know that? We can be happy with the Holy Spirit. So we're so happy. We need to acknowledge the presence of the Spirit and practice the presence of God. Now, there's a way that I taught our class how to practice the presence of God. If you've been in the class, you know Marjorie's been there. Everyone here prays in the Holy Spirit? Everyone here? Okay. So I want you to put your hand on your tummy because that's where your heart is. That's where the Lord says, out of your stomach will flow rivers of living water, right? Okay. So put your hand on your stomach and start praying in the Holy Ghost. O shotori abba saladi ala darabaka. Shandarabakori ala deribi sokori ala deribi saka. You're stirring up the Holy Spirit. Isholori ala deribi solori ala darabakoti ala deribi ala darabaka. Shotorabakoti ala deribi solori ala darabaka. Shandaribi solori ala deriba saladi ala darabaka. Shandarabasolori ala deribi saladi ala darabasa. Laria basso loria le de bassa laria le de bacca. Shataria le de bis socoria le de bassaca. Shut the spirit is rising. No shotoria le de bis soloria le de bacca. Shandedia le de bis soloria le de bassa. Shalaria le de bis soloria le de bis salaria le de bacca. Shalaria le de bis socoria le de bis salaria le de ba. Shalaria le de bis salaria le de bis soloria le de ba. O Loria Basala Diala 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 Dia. That's the Holy Spirit praying through you. O Loria Basala Diala Dada Bokodia Lidibisopa. Preparing you to receive the fire, prophetic fire. Isho Loria Lidibiso Loria Lidibisala Diala Dibiso Loria. O Sho Loria Lidibiso Loria Lidabaka. Shala Diala Dibisala Diala Dadabasala Diala Dadaba. Shalari ala deribi solo ala deriba salari ala darabaka. Now, because I'm a very cautious person, I'm going to plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves and over our church and over our mind right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over our minds. We hear no word, no voice but your voice, Jesus. No voice but the Holy Spirit. All doubt and unbelief is bound and sent away in Jesus' name. Now the Holy Spirit is building it within you, within us. Now without saying any words, start loving, letting the love of the Father, start loving the Lord from your heart, with your mind. Let him know, I love you, Jesus. Set that love, let that love flow out of you to the Lord.